B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic. It's time now for Cuz Radio.
What up, Cuz?
DeSean Jackson gets a block! Are you kidding?
Talking with the Cuz.
Yo, Cuz. How you doing?
Stairs rips one into the night.
Stolen by the doctor. Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocks the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
Look, Cuz, don't even try it, okay?
Now here's Anthony Gargano.
Why don't you get the hell out of here, Cuz?
What up?
Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday to all across the Delaware Valley. Sixers Celtics tonight. It's what I'm excited about. And we always title the show. So today's title is How Far Are We From Another Parade? And really, what it does is it forces you guys to dive into each of these teams and to figure out where you're at with them. You know, what's the barometer? How far are they from a parade? Now, I heard all the Sixers stuff over the last couple days. And I could be completely wrong. But I believe in this team. I know that there are a lot of people that somehow are down on them, and I don't understand. I understand the piece of it, but I don't understand the idea of, hey, they're not winning, I'm out. Because I've heard that. I'm thinking to myself, what do you mean you're out? What do you mean you're not winning? How in the world could you say in December that they can't beat the Bucks in June? And then once you get to the finals, I don't care if it's the Lakers or the Clippers. I know the Clippers beat up Toronto last night. I don't care who it is. They got a shot. They may not be the favorite, but they have a good chance. They have a chance. And I don't think you can say with certainty that they can't win. And I don't think you can say with certainty that they can't beat the Bucks right now here in December. Like I watch the Bucks. I mean, I know they're good. I know Giannis brings it every night, and Giannis is a true super, the way Jimmy Lyon would say, super. But honestly, I don't get it. I don't understand why everybody's got this down kind of feeling. I thought we're heading into the Roaring Twenties. Is the Roaring Twenties still alive? I mean, look, I know it looks bleak with the Eagles, but you have a quarterback. If Carson can build on what you saw in the second half, and I believe he has it in him. I grant you that we haven't seen it for a lot of the year, but I believe that he's got it inside him to be a franchise quarterback, to be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. Now, he's got to put it together. He's got to have the right piece around him. He's got to have the right offense. You name it. But I believe it's still possible. I'm not shutting the door. I know there's a lot of work. I know you got cap problems and the Alshon issues and all that other stuff. But I'm not shutting the door on them. You know, Howie did it once. Now, I grant you he's in a slump. But Howie put it together. He put all the right pieces before. Flyers, they're on their way up. Now, I know they lost last night in Colorado, but you got to like the basis of that team. Carter Hart still played well. If you got a goalie, you got a chance. And I don't know about the Phillies. I mean, we'll see. I'm not in love with what's going on. Rendon goes to the Angels. I really wanted Rendon. I think you got to be dynamic in baseball, either pitching or offense. Like in 08, they were a ridiculously talented offensive team. I don't know. I like DD, but are they that talented? You put Rendon in there, I go, all right. But I still think they need you more bats. I don't see what everybody sees in Haseley, including my man. Like, I don't see the Haseley thing. I think he's just an average, major leaguer. Fourth outfielder type. Like, I need something dynamic. But when we look at each of these teams individually, how far are we away? If you take it to the Sixers, what would you say? Junis, what would you say?
I think they're close, the Sixers. I think they're very close, and I don't understand the negativity that you just mentioned. I mean, we heard it yesterday.
Now, you're coming away from the honeymoon bliss.
Yeah, so, maybe I'm in a little bit of a good mood, but I also know that they've won 11 of their last 13.
Yeah.
And I said this to you before the show. They're going to make a move to try to really make this team a championship team. And the reason why I say that, remember the Phillies, they did the if we do, we do, if we don't, we don't. That's because they didn't believe they were a World Series contender. The Sixers themselves believe that they are a championship
team.
Yes,
they do.
As you said, built for 16. That's what you've been terming it, and I completely agree with you. They are right now built for 16. So they'll probably trade a second round pick for somebody who can shoot a three, come off the bench and score a little bit. They've won 11 of their last 13, but I went away from my honeymoon, I came back, and the first 20 callers that I heard yesterday, you would think they've lost 11 of their last 13, the way people were talking about him.
And by the way, they're unbeaten at home.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's funny, we got a great caller, T. Will, right? And T. Will, I go, dude, they're unbeaten at home. And he goes, blah.
What's blah about that?
That's what I'm saying. He goes, well, we had home court before. I mean, I don't know, they're unbeaten. Like, it's December, they're 13-0.
Yeah, I don't know why that's... I love T. I don't know why that's blah. That's
but
impressive.
But he's not alone. I bring him up only because I think there are a lot of people that go, blah.
I don't know.
And I still... I don't know, maybe am I a sucker? But is the working man a sucker?
Don't get me wrong. There's still things that I'm trying to figure out. Like, Tobias Harris has been playing a lot better.
Oh,
recently.
My God, dude, he's playing football.
Right. But before this stretch, remember, I was kind of confused as to how he would fit with Ben and Joel. And he's starting to play very well, and it's starting to work out with Tobias. I think if Joel starts finding a little bit of a groove, things are going to be better. I just don't understand the fear that a lot of people seem to have with this team when they've won 11 of the last 13. Is it because they don't want their expectations to be too high?
But the other part of it as well is the calendar. Like, we're still on the calendar. That's what we're about. We're about the calendar right now. It's still only December. You're at the calendar and you're only December. I don't know.
I get that, but when Brett...
Like, I really want them to win because I want them to make a statement.
Right.
Like, tonight, I really need them to win this game. I really need them to win. Like, you're playing Boston, beat them again.
Okay. That's in Boston. It's going to be tough. They're also undefeated at home. They're 10-0, I believe.
And that's why I want them to go into it. See, I want the mentality to be, we're unbeaten at home. You're unbeaten at home. We're going to give you your first loss.
I like that.
Like, I want that to be in their soul tonight when they play. I need Brett to instill that, like, all right, you want to be the beast of the East? You want to be the best of the East? Then you got to go win tonight. There's no clunker. There's no why you play Tuesday. No. You got to go in. There's no I won, not have a lot. You got to go in and win tonight. It's a rival. You got to make a statement on their court. But, again, to get back to it, I don't know why there's a lot of negativity. And, it's funny because you brought up something before the show about Carson Wentz. So Ruben Frank has been going back and forth with people over Carson about his faith and his hobby of hunting.
Yeah.
Like, where's that coming from?
It's been out of nowhere, too. And let's face it, Nick Foles was one of the more faithful players we've ever seen in this city.
I don't know. I'm on Rube's side here. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, I don't know why that's an issue. Who cares about what he does? And you're right about Nick when it comes to his faith. I don't know. Why is faith a problem?
It's like they're looking for things to hate Carson for.
Like, I don't find him too preachy. Well, honestly, I don't.
Wears a T-shirt that says AO1.
Who cares? I mean, just go win. Go play. Give me quarterback play that we saw in the second half of that game. I don't care what you do. I mean, so I don't understand that. But I want to kind of look at each of four of these teams, and we answer the question, how far are we from a parade? 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. As we hang out here on a cold, sun-splashed Thursday.
I felt good this morning.
Oh, God, I hate it. How could you like this?
You would think when I got off the plane, coming from sunny St. Lucia.
Really?
I'd be like, oh, I hate it. Nah, I took a nice deep breath.
Ew. What is it right now?
It's got to be in the upper 20s, lower 30s.
I'll tell you right now, it is 34 degrees.
Not cold enough.
I got out of the house today to take the kids to school this morning, which I do every morning. And I go, oh. So I went to go start the car up for them.
Right.
So when they get in the car, it's the warm car.
It's very noble of you.
Well, no. I mean, the kids, you know, let them have a little comfort.
Yeah.
But you get out of the car, you go, oh. It's hot. You like this?
Yes, I do.
I hate it. And I hate when it's sunny and cold. Because it's a fake.
Yeah, it tricks your brain.
Yes. Ew. All right. You need an idea for your new wife? I got one. Citrus Solana Day Spa. Look, like take the tunes for instance, right? Just got married, the whole thing, and you know his wife did all the planning, not tunas.
Yeah.
She put all the work into it.
Yes.
So, you know, she's been busy time, stressful time, the whole thing. What better gift for her for the holidays than Citrus Solana Day Spa? I do the same thing. You know, it's the same thing. Your wife, like mine, goes, they handles all the kids. It's a long, rough day. You know, give them some me time at the beautiful Citrus Solana Day Spa in Bluebell. I mean, this is not the franchise you see in every strip mall. A trip to Citrus is an experience going to truly say, I love you. Don't stress out trying to figure out the perfect gift. Make it real easy. Go see Anthony and Josie. Route 202 in Bluebell, PA. Pick up your Citrus gift nicely wrapped and ready to wow in a beautiful bright orange Citrus signature bag. I mean, the bag alone, you go, oh, look at that. Get the satin pillowcase. She's going to love that. They have the incredible boutique. They have everything. Go have a gift like stocking stuffers, soaps, the bath, the body, the candles, special treats. Don't forget to ask about their special holiday packages and promotions. Give the gift of relaxation. Be unforgettable. Call Citrus Solana Day Spa to order your gift today. 610-277-HAIR. 610-277-HAIR. Order online. CitrusSalonSpa.com.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
10 o'clock hour brought to you by Window Nation. Take advantage of Window Nation's 50% off sale on all style windows. Plus, make no down payment with no payments and no interest for 12 full months. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
What up?
You got to explain one thing to me. And it's funny because one of our great listeners, Jim from the Palm, sent it over. He didn't understand it either. Maybe you do, Chunas. The Eagles tweeted out a link to send one of their players to the Pro Bowl.
Carson?
No.
Malcolm Jenkins?
No.
Fletcher Cox?
Malcolm is worthy. Fletcher is worthy. He's played really good football. No, that would be the Green Goblin, Jalen Mills.
Oh.
What are you kidding me?
He need.
Listen.
Had an interception his first game back.
Like, you know, like he's made some nice plays. Like, he had a nice play Monday night where good coverage, you know, compete. But they gotten toasted at times. Like, come on, man. Pro Bowl? Are you serious?
Huh.
I mean, really? Come on, man. Yeah, like, you know, like, this is what This is why people get like upset. The one thing the fan doesn't want, especially now, because the fan is, I will argue, the fan is as most intelligent now than ever in history. Ever in history. It's not even close. The fans now are way more, you know, listen, there are times when the emotion gets in the way of fan intelligence, that sort of thing. But by and large, the fans way more intelligent now than ever in history. And it's because you have everything at your fingertips.
Right.
Way more games, way more information. Just they know. So the fan today hates when you, what? Think about it.
When you try to throw false positivity out there?
Well, the fan hates when you mess with their intelligence. Like, what am I, dumb? And that's a big issue with Doug and all these news conferences. Because, you know, when coaches come out and they say something, dude, you insult my intelligence, man.
I was Klentak and McPhail all summer.
Yes. So the only one who's really good at it is Brett. Because Brett will have a thoughtful conversation. Brett is deep. You would question whether or not, you know, how good of an X and O man, or what, I don't know. Question whatever you want. Say whatever you want. My man is deep. And he's always thoughtful. I appreciate that about him. He's a thoughtful dude. But you have a conversation at his news conferences. You agree?
Yeah. And he doesn't
You're
give you
You're looking at me like you don't. That's why.
He doesn't give me that.
Yeah, well, you know. Certain people are more comfortable in their own skin. Like when things are going a bit poorly, that's when you got to be most comfortable in your own skin. And you can't go and try to figure out an answer.
Yes. That was good. Sound just like it.
Yeah, well, guess what? We've had a lot of practice. Heard a lot. We've had our intelligence insulted quite a bit.
I still remember
this football season.
Probably a month and a half ago. It might have been the Vikings game when they were getting crushed and Jake Elliott made a field goal and they put out a tweet like, field goal's good, Jake Elliott. And they put like a photo of him. I remember Mike was crushing him, crushing the Eagles Twitter account.
Yeah, listen, it's not their fault. Like, they have to do stuff like this.
Yeah, sometimes
it's
you
just, you know, I mean, I think you draw the line. You probably shouldn't do the Jalen Mills to the Pro Bowl. You know, that's probably a little excessive. How far are we from a title? Who's the closest? And what needs to happen for that parade? I want to go back. I mean, I want to have another one. Like, I can't imagine what it's like for Boston for all those years where they were just rolling parades like it was a holiday. You know? It was Boston Day.
Yeah, they had that little kid. Oh, 15 championships in 10 years
right.
of my life.
Like, I want to have those parades again. We had 08 and we had 17. That's it. Two since 83. And I can't even do the math. Ramon in Mount Airy, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Ramon.
Yo, yo, what's going on, cuz?
Yo, yo. What's up, brother?
Hey, man, what's up is this. I listen to these national pundits, man. And if you can't get your story straight on my team, then I can't trust you with anybody's team. Because you're top surfing. You know what I mean? They, hot topics type of stuff.
Man, that's all it is. It's hot and takes.
And how close we are, we're a turnover away from a championship, kid. That's it. Unless we spit in the wind, that's it. That's how close. Elton got this, man. That same night that they spewed that stuff on TNT, and then Joe made his comments after. It's all a cause and effect. There's a reason why Joe didn't hear what they said after the game, and it was just so timely. So now everybody jumping on this wagon. And last I checked, because we're 18-7, we're not 7-18, right? We're not in last in the bottom of the East. We're not one of the worst teams. All of a sudden now we can't even win a chip because of what you saw on the first quarter of the season? Or 25 games? That's what we're doing? Okay, that's cool. You just fueled the beast over here in Philly.
I think, but here's the thing, though. I can't be angry at those guys either because, look, they're just coming from a standpoint of they wanted to see Embiid and the Joker go
right.
at
they,
it, right?
They wanted to see a heavyweight fight, and you didn't get that.
And it was
they
like
got Floyd Mayweather.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
They got that.
And, you know, and the thing about Embiid is, for real, what's real is real, right?
Yeah.
He can give you 26 and 21.
He
should give you 28 and 12 every night. I mean, you know, I mean, that's just bottom line.
Washington, he was 26 points and 21 boards.
Right.
He got the 7 turnovers.
Right.
He can do that on a nightly basis, which is there. And I look at him, get back to whatever it is. Now that they heard, they're still at that phase. But December 25th, cuz, that's when we start. When Milwaukee comes here, you whoop that ass. You do the night, you put it on them. Like, straight up, put it on them tonight. We are right there.
Yeah.
The Eagles, I say they should go after Beckham next year. Go put your hat in there for Odell.
Yeah, you know, he's just such a mess, though.
Yeah,
I don't know. I mean, like, how many teams are you going to disrupt?
Well, you're not doing it in Cleveland.
Yeah, I guess, but they're not, just, I don't know, it could be Freddie Kitchens, but.
Yeah, but you got to find, you got to get, you put all that money in that franchise.
No, you're right. No, I agree.
You know,
listen, I'm with you. I mean, I hear you on getting Carson major help. I think you're right, Ramon. I do. I just don't know Beckham's my guy. Money. I'm not in off season mode yet. I'm still in. Let's win the Christmas Bowl. The Christmas Bowl's coming up. They're going to beat Washington. We hope. Why are they only a 4.5-point favorite? Could you answer me that?
No. Well, probably because they got Greg Ward and Josh Perkins and.
Okay, 4.5. Against that team? I know they scored a garbage touchdown to get within 5, I guess, of Green Bay. But, come on, seriously. Don't they got to roll that team?
They should, because the Eagles' defense should take care of business.
Exactly.
And then they should score points. It's just, it's incredible how depleted they are with all those injuries.
Yeah, but, all right, what are you really missing? Let's look at the receivers. What are you really missing?
Well, I'm missing the week one, what we
all
thought.
Right. Okay, forget about Deshaun. You haven't had Deshaun.
Right.
So what are you really missing? You're missing Alshon, but Alshon is a shell of what he was.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now, he's barely a number two receiver. He's a bottom two guy, as is. I think when he's good, he's middle of the road two, maybe a little above that. But as he's been playing now, he's a bottom two, and now he's gone. So you're missing that. All right. Then what? Aguilar? I'm so happy that he's not playing. That he wants to make his business decision.
Uh-huh.
He sickens me. The fact, we talk about a crisis of confidence with Doug and Howie. That's all my dude. You couldn't see this coming?
Yeah, you were saying before the season started.
Yes, before that too. Why in the world is he on this team? He should never have been on this team. Never. Should never have picked up that fourth year. Never. Never. Inexcusable. You don't have an eye for talent for picking him up. And now you reap what you sow, right? You want to? Yeah, it's the whole old adage about waking up with fleas, because he's a flea guy. You can see it mile away. Guy's a flea guy.
He's a flea guy. Alshon's a snitch. You got all kinds of problems.
So what are you really missing?
Yeah, not much. I'm still missing.
I mean,
talent,
they were still
though.
Bad.
I mean, it's just how can you feel confident?
But they were still
Greg
they were,
Ward,
they were bad
Perkins.
Anyway.
Yeah, I get
I mean,
it.
The only reason why Aguilar has a name is because of the one game he played in the Super Bowl. That's it. Stinks.
You know, a caller actually brought up a decent point with Tyrone yesterday saying, I think I actually like this receiving core better because they're playing to keep jobs moving forward, whereas those other guys, like Aguilar, he's just worried about getting paid next year. Alshon's got one leg pretty much.
Exactly.
So these guys actually care. They're going to ball out.
Right. Well, that's my point.
I kind of agree with the caller from yesterday.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Why they should be more than a 4.5-point favorite. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, guys. What's going on?
What's happening, Mikey?
Hey, it's good to be on the show. Happy holidays to you guys.
You too, brother. You too.
All right, so I know I feel like I'm a specialist, and I know I'm not, so I'm only going I'm gonna treat this like I'm a regular guy and just talk about the Sixers.
Sure.
Right? I totally understand where and Shaq are coming from. Right? We're here from Philadelphia. We have to play the long game. We have to be into one game and 82 games. We have to be into all of that. Now, as those guys in their job, they kind of just jump in when they're supposed to cover certain games. And so they don't really get to see every moment on moment. My issue is that if you're looking at the Sixers as a contender, as we were told in the beginning of the season, the way that they're playing right now, I don't see that. And so the criticism.
Okay, so let's examine that. The way they're playing right now, they're not a contender?
In my opinion, they look.
All right, well, let's examine it. Let's talk about it for a second, because I can appreciate your opinion. When you look at the East, let's just focus on the East. Forget about the Clippers. Forget about the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
What, you think Boston's better than the Sixers right now?
No, I don't.
So you think one team, right? Milwaukee is better than them.
I do. Yes, Milwaukee is better than them. See, my issue is
okay. So hold on. I just want to have a conversation because I appreciate it. But let's examine that. So you think they're not a contender because Milwaukee is better than them? Didn't the Sixers match up well against Milwaukee last year?
Yes, sir.
Didn't Milwaukee lose Malcolm Brogdon?
Yes, they did.
All right, so tell me where they don't match up with now. Well, how they don't match up.
Here's the thing. They added a couple new guys, right? 3-and-D guys,
who?
To be specific.
Or you say you're worried about Wesley Matthews?
I mean, I'm not worried about him, but when you talk about Brogdon, you're talking about
Malcolm Brogdon was an elite, was a terrific player, a much better defender than any of those guys they added.
I agree. The thing about it is, if you can turn, it's kind of like changing 50 cents on a dollar. If you could turn Malcolm Brogdon into 2 3-and-D players, you get more out of
it. I disagree. I always take the better player. I think you overrate Wesley Matthews. But all right, go ahead.
Let me just say this. The reason why it's not so much
about Dante DiVincenzo you're worried about?
No, he's not developed yet. My thing is, it's not so much about the Eastern Conference. When you talk about being a contender, you mean they actually have a chance.
All right, now you're telling me it's not about the Eastern Conference. So if during the finals, let's say, come with me here, that they beat Milwaukee and they're in the finals. They're not a contender. They're in the finals. They just have to win a series. I'm not saying they're going to be favored, but that neither the Clippers or the Lakers are the Warriors of a couple years ago.
I would give the Sixers about the same shot that they had against Shaq when we had
Iverson. I completely disagree. Shaq and Kobe? Is the Lakers and the Clippers? Get the hell out of here.
I'm not saying that they're as good as them. I'm saying that we're about as good. That's where the matchup is.
The Sixers would be better than the Sixers in 01 because all the Sixers in 01 was AI and a bunch of wounded defensive players.
Come
on, brother.
Being a contender has to go into Ben Simmons going to get he's not going to get guarded. So every year we worried about what it looks like in the
Mike, you've already. And I appreciate you. Sound like a great guy. Happy holidays. And I'm obviously, you got a hard head and you're not going to listen to me. That's fine. And we'll see. That's the best I can do. But you can't. My only argument is maybe they won't win. And I'm not saying that right now they're a favorite because they wouldn't be a favorite. I agree. They're an underdog against the Clippers and Lakers. But if we just figured out that they can play with Milwaukee. No, I get it. It's a little bit of a leap. How are they not a contender? If you're among the fine, if you're in the Eastern Conference Finals, that automatically, by definition, makes you a contender. And that's just getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. Now, I agree that's not good enough. You got to get to the finals. But my point is, they matched up against Milwaukee last year. Instead of saying with certainty that they're not a contender in December, I don't know. I think you're better off, you're best served going forward. This whole, they're not going to cover Ben Simmons. Well, let's see. Let's see it, because we've seen him score this year. I grant it, there's still times when he's passing, when he's got to attack the rim. But he's not really the guy I'm most worried about. To me, it's Embiid. I need a dominant Embiid in the playoffs. If you tell me, you remember, last year, if they have a dominant Embiid, they beat Toronto.
If he doesn't have the gastro.
Right? He missed two games. He was sick in the other one.
And they still made it to game seven and lost on the quadruple doink.
Well, that's my point. We can't reinvent facts.
And Ben did a pretty damn good job covering Kawhi. He may not have had this huge offensive impact, but he did a pretty good job covering the NBA Finals MVP.
Yeah. That's my point, guys. Like, listen, if you really feel they're not a contender, that's just your opinion. All right. I would disagree, but it's just, again, we can go around and around and around. But I think they at least are a contender. They're not a favorite, at least a contender. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. The Judas is back.
And I can see you today, which is good.
I know, you were kind of quiet yesterday.
I'm talking to a ghost.
You got
to
get over that. You got to imagine that we're here, that we're seeing, looking at each other. All right, boys. It's time now for the Pajamagram. All right? It's the easy gift for one of the hardest people on your list to shop for, the woman in your life. Get her soft, silky nudies sleepwear exclusively at pajamagram.com. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all, sensuous and smooth. Nudies pajamas feel just like her own bare skin. So you're going to love the way they feel, and you will too. The texture and touch of Nudies pajamas is so seductive, you should plan on, making it a night. I don't want to say cardio workout. That's ridiculous. Nudies are also backed by a 100% lifetime guarantee. So your risk is nothing. Remember what I said, the easiest gift purchasing ever? Every Pajamagram includes free gift wrapping, delivery by Christmas guaranteed. Go to pajamagram.com right now. Gift her with Nudie pajamas. That's pajamagram.com, and tell them Ant sent you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Chunas! What's the Twitter poll, Chunas?
The Twitter poll on our Twitter account at 975middays, going with the theme of the show today. How close are we to seeing a championship parade in Philadelphia? The options before 2021. Option two is 2 to 3 years. Option three is 4 to 5 years. And option D is 6 to who knows how many years. And right now, 2 to 3 years leads the way, 50% of the vote. Before 2021 is 21% of the vote. 6 to who knows years is 18% of the vote. And 4 to 5 years is 11% of the vote.
All right. Let's keep it coming. Curious. Paul brought to you by Marvin E. Cans, heating, air conditioning, duct cleaning. Who can keep your wife warm this winter? Cans can with emergency HVAC repair service available 7 days a week. Special financing on a new Trane heating and cooling system. If you need one, visit MarvinEcans.com today. Had the Christmas show last night at St. Margaret's for the kids.
Ah, the kid was singing?
It was very well done. Back to Future. It was a Back to the Future theme. So it was in the 90s portion.
Okay.
So he was wearing the Red Hot Chili Peppers t-shirt.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
I go, dude, so...
Does he know who the Chili Peppers are?
He should, maybe.
Okay.
Because I'm a big fan of Chili Peppers, so... So my wife got him the jeans with the holes in the knee, right? Like, you know, back in the day. And he didn't want to wear it. I go, dude, that's what we did. Like, I'm a 90s man. Like, that was our, you know, time.
That was cool back then, right?
He goes, he had a flannel. And the whole thing looked like a gray. He didn't like it. He didn't like it at all.
No?
No. And the little one had like a hipster sports jacket on.
All right.
Yeah, looking cool. Let's go to, let me get to Sammy in Northern Liberty. Sam, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
What's up, cuz? How we doing?
What's up, my man? What's going on, Sam?
Yo, bro, I got to give you some props. You deserve a medal for dealing with this not a contender talk on Beat the Celtics Day of all days.
I know. I know. I don't understand it.
I mean, dude, 11-13, we're crushing it. We're cruising. We're about to beat the Raptors, the Nuggets, and the Celtics in three straight games. Everyone pump the brakes a little bit. We're going to take care of business. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't understand how you could make the statement like that. You're not a contender. When you look at the East, like, you know they're a contender. They're a contender by fact. They're a contender because of their record. They're a contender.
None of these teams scare me, dude. None of them. Okay? We're bigger, we're stronger, and we've played together for... Our starting line has played together for 10 games, and they're still figuring it out. I'm not worried about any of these teams.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I'm not worried. Listen, Milwaukee's good, so I'm not being, you know, completely Sixer goggles. Like, I get it, but I think they match up well with them. I really do.
Yeah, I mean, look, that paint's going to get clogged in the playoffs just like it did last year, and Giannis is going to have issues, like, especially against us. Are you, like,
I mean,
you know,
they're a great defensive team. Like, that you can't take away from them.
They're a phenomenal defensive team. They're better than great defensive. I mean, I don't know. I'm so high on the Sixers this year.
I am too, man.
I'm like, what are you doing? We got Papa Al coming back to the Garden. He's about to whoop the Celtics tonight. We're too deep. We're too big. I'm like, well, come on, guys. Let's get hyped.
I like it, man. I know. Sixers-Celtics, man. I can't wait for it tonight. I can't wait for Sixers C's. And this is a big one in this sense. Like, I don't want to hear they had the clunker last Thursday in Washington. You got to go win this game. I need Joe to go dominate tonight. There's nobody that Boston has that can guard him.
No. The Boston team this year compared to Boston teams in previous years, I don't feel scared or threatened.
I don't either. I agree with you. I agree with you, Sam.
That's where I'm at, cuz. I wanted to bring some of that energy for you. Cuz,
good man. Do it for me, Sam. Tunis is back.
Play the song.
Play the song, Andrew.
I miss the song.
I got a. Did you miss the song?
Yeah, there's no song out there.
No, not on the beach. I had a buddy of mine, one of the dads last night. He was barking in my ear. They're not a contender. The same thing. I go, dude.
So you're trying to listen to some Christmas carols.
Show's over, and my man, I'm not going to out him, but my man, he's like, I was there last night talking about the Denver game. That was all right. It was good. But then he goes into his whole spiel. There's always the qualifier. Aaron in West Philly. My man Aaron.
you know, cause I done got mad, man. I done got mad, but I'm going to calm down. Okay. Let me tell you something.
Don't calm down.
Let me tell you something. Mostly everybody was saying the Sixers was contenders, right?
Yeah.
Getting the season, during the season. And then who said that he wasn't going to win the championship? Barkley. They're following what Charles Barkley said. And Charles Barkley picked them to go to championship this year. I don't see it. Now, everybody got these hot takes. They're not no contender. They can't do this.
I saw ESPN, Stephen A.
Man. This team is built for the long run. That's the problem right now.
See, here's the thing. I think you're dead right about that. But I think, let me ask you a question. Because yes, Charles... And I love Charles. Like, I love him, right? He's the best. But what do we know about Charles? He's emotional, right? Charles speaks sometimes out of emotion. And that was last night. He was like, Tuesday night when he's watching that game, and he's looking at B, and he's like, they're not a good guy. Like, that was, that's what that was. He'll be singing a different tune in the spring.
Right. That's what we got to wait for. I mean... Because he is emotional, and we're emotional people. So we're going to feed off somebody that don't even watch the Sixers every day. You watch this. We watch them. And for this guy to get on air, if they get there, they're going to get beat like a drum against, like with Kobe and Shaq. Man,
They had no prayer in that game. Like, he said the disparity was greater between the Sixers and the Clippers or the Lakers today than in 2001. That's insane. Right? That's insane.
And I'll put these three right now. I'll put them up, Simmons and Embiid and Tobias, against any three in the NBA. And I'm not saying that because I'm just a homer.
Right.
Because down in the Clippers got Leonard and George. And
don't leave out Big Al. You know?
Yeah, and got Big Al. We're building.
Listen, I love the Clippers. Listen, I think the Clippers are great. I do. I love the Clippers. I think the Lakers are really good, too. Right. However, you know, again, just because I make the Clippers a favorite, I don't think that they're some overwhelming favorite that come out like the Shaq Kobe Lakers. Come on.
Yeah, I don't know. Philadelphia's starting to get too scary for me, man. We from Philly, man. We ain't no scary dude. All right, championship next year.
Next year?
They're going to get there, but they're going to win it next year.
Okay.
And I'm gonna give you something that's going to sound crazy. The Eagles going to win it next year. We're going to have a double parade, bro.
The double hits next year, that part?
We're going to have the double. Know why? Because Howie Roseman is going to come out the shell, wherever he's hiding at, and say, I'm going to put a team around Wentz. And I'm going to shore things up. Or he's going to lose a job, brother.
Yeah. Yes.
Andrew, play the song for me, please.
I love it. On a Sixers Celtics day, I can't hear that song too much.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.